time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning once again. Nancy Redmond was just in, got her tickets to the zoo. I got more tickets to the zoo and Zumbezi Bay and McDonald's and Bill Huntsman's auto service, a free oil change of regular oil, 5 quarts. What else do I have? The Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay. All right. And my interesting question today, making you work a little, would be, what's different about shoeing an ox? O-X. Now, an ox is a cow, and it can be usually a bull that's been fixed. Then he becomes rather tame. You get a bull that's not fixed, and you couldn't begin to put a shoe on him. Okay. Now, there is a special provision that you got to provide to shoe an ox. There is a big reason you've got to support an ox to shoe him. 2 shoes on every foot. That's 8 shoes on an ox. 7403-399-44. Now, you can look this up on the internet if you do a little digging. Now, I wanted to mention, too, I didn't really realize on the last portion, you know, I was talking about Lulu. She'll be having a book signing for her new book called This Is My Story. This Is My Story, Lulu Roman, the Autobiography. All right? And she will be at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery. And that's on Mount Vernon Avenue, of course. Everybody knows where Perkins is. If you come in and buy a book, you get 10% off your meal. Now, remember that. If you buy a book, you get 10% off your meal. But you can't, they don't want you to just come in and greet her and stand around. You must be eating or buying a book. Okay. So, Lulu will appear on the Weasel Show here June 29th from 10:10 to 11 a.m. And you can listen live at wwgh1071.com or download the free TuneIn app and search for WWGH. And this event is supported by the Quality Inn, located at 227 James Way. Incidentally, I listened to this radio program while on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. In fact, I could listen to it whether I was in Dusseldorf, Germany. That's a neat thing. Now, if you go on vacation, you can type in on the search 1071.com or just 1071. Yeah, 1071. What is it? Yeah. Anyhow, I was listening to us when I was on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And you can listen anywhere in the world. Really neat. Okay, so Lulu from Hee Haw will be at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery on Mount Vernon Avenue on the 28th. And if you come in and buy a book, you get 10% off your meal. You can, they don't want you to just stand around. You got to buy a book to get that 10% discount. Lulu will also appear on the Weasel Show June 29th from 10:10 to 11 a.m. Now, that's the day after she gets here on the air. That's the 29th. She'll be here in our studio again on the 28th. But she'll be on the Weasel Show Saturday, June 29th from 10:10 to 11 a.m. Now, you can listen live at WWGH1071.com or download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH. Now, this event is supported by the Quality Inn at 227 James Way. That's right. This event is supported by the Quality Inn, 227 James Way. Got that? So Lulu will be here on the 28th. That's when she first appears. She'll be on this radio station on the 28th and be on my program and many other programs. It's going to be fun. Lulu from Hee-Haw. Hee-Haw. Oh, you can all remember that program, I'm sure. Okay. Now, back to our questions today. I'm surprised I'm not... The answer is on the Internet. If you want to do a little work on the Internet, you can find out why a special provision must be made to shoe an ox. And it's kind of simple, but yet it isn't. There's a special thing you've got to do. Well, you got to put a sling under her or him. You put a sling on and raise him up because there's a special thing about an ox being chewed. 7403-39944. I think I've stumped you. Yeah, for once I've stumped you. Okay, now name the installation up at Port Clinton, the Aviation Museum, and the, you know, it's where the big diner is that they brought over from Pennsylvania where Jim Thorpe once lived. And now my other question is, what military aircraft will be appearing at the Marion Municipal Airport on the day we have the fly-in drive-in? There would be two of them, and they're named after an airplane. They have a very special provision for taking off. Well, they're named after an airplane, and they've been in the news for several years. What's the name of that aircraft? You're going to be here in Marion. Boy, they'll raise some McCain, that's for sure. Okay, they're not a real small aircraft, you know. Okay, what's the name of them, though? What's the name of the airport in Port Clinton? Or what special provision must be made to accommodate an oxen being shooed? Why would you have to put an oxen in a sling to raise it off the ground to do the shoes? You don't have to do that to a horse, do you? Why an oxen? All right. Now, if you're traveling on the turnpike and you see ahead, get your ticket. Now, it may say cash only, or it may say, oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, with the Amy Lovenborn on the plane, the Osprey.
Yeah, it's an Osprey, yes, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, Bob. Yeah. Okay, that's Bob Austin. He named the plane. It's an Osprey, O-S-P-R-E-Y. Okay, it will be here at the airport. Two of them, we hope. Now, Friday afternoon, the United States Marine, who has a lot to do with getting the Osprey here, will be with me on the air Friday afternoon. He'll be in full dress. I think Marines in full dress are really tremendous. I've got a grandson that looks super in a Marine full dress, yes. So my grandson is located now in Seattle, Washington, and Jacob Hutchinson. And then straight down the coast is my other grandson, Brandon, Everything escapes me when I don't plan ahead. Brandon McAfee, he's in the Air Force, and he's working on those large planes that could never land in Marion because they're too big. They would take more, a runway twice the size of the runway in Marion. Okay, but he's the maintenance person on one of those. So my grandsons are doing a great job in the military. Okay. Now, what's the name of that problem that develops in a horse's hoof that you have to clean it out and put some stuff in it to heal it? What's it called? Now, that's the first thing I found out when we got Homestead Clyde, our donkey, given to us, and I noticed he was limping, and he had a stone embedded in the mud in his hoof, and so it was already affecting his walk, and so I had to clean that all out, and they get a little infection in their feet, and you have to make sure you do a good job of cleaning them up. Okay, so what's that called? All right, and if you were on the turnpike driving and you saw a sign up ahead that cash only or cash plus this other provision, what do you call it? Where you don't pay when you go through, you get a bill in the mail and you better pay it. Okay, there. It's called what? Okay. And what else do I have here? That's about it for today. Shoeing an oxen. We've talked about this so much today that I'm sure when you hear the answer, you'll remember that the rest of your life. And that's one of my purposes here, is to give you a little bit of information that you may have not found anywhere else. And then you can go around and ask people, what special provisions must be made before you can shoe an ox? Oh, my. Okay, or what is the problem that develops in the hooves of horses? Now, having animals, no easy thing. You've got to have hooves trimmed, even if you have dairy cows. Their feet can be get very misshaped by being on cement so much. Okay, let me see. Or name the museum in Port Clinton. Now, I'm not sure. I thought maybe some of you have been there, but obviously you've not. You go across the Thomas Edison Bridge going north, and then you take the first road to the left, and it takes you right over to the museum. And the first thing you'll see when you get out of your car is the diner. And then the museum buildings where they're working on, they're working on a B-17 there. And also down in, we were down just the other day, where they're rebuilding a B-17 there in Urbana. Quite interesting. And it's so precise. Everything on an aircraft must be done with the utmost provision. And mainly because they don't want you up in the air and crashing. And so it's interesting what all they go through in the rivets. And I saw them rebuilding a plane from about 1930 or the late 20s. And it was mostly wood. And the wood was just finished, just perfect. There was no bumps or any, and that's what they must do. This particular plane was one of those jumper planes that carried firemen to forest
Charlie,
fires.
Do you know because of you, more Marion residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 B.C. than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 B.C., in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and speaking of cars, I'm surprised, absolutely surprised, that I've not got an answer to what do you do when you're on the turnpike and you go to pick up your ticket or to pay your ticket. You can drive right on through on a certain type of provision. Oh, here's somebody that might know. Okay, caller, go ahead.
That'd be the Easy Pass?
Yes, Easy Pass. Boy, I thought I'd never get that.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah. Okay, would you like a prize today?
Yeah, I take the oil change.
Oh, the oil change? Sure. Okay, what's your name?
Bob Mills.
Okay, what's your last name is what?
M-I-L-L-S.
Mills. Okay, Mills. Yes. Okay, Bob. You got her. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jerry.
Okay. Well, okay, Bob Mills. Let me write this down here. Oil change. That's a Bill Huntsman, and that's a standard oil, 5 quarts, and non-synthetic. Right, okay. So we got 2 winners today. Whoa, boy. Easy Pass. Now, how's come it took so long to find that out? Obviously, none of you drive, or very few of you, ever have driven on a turnpike. Now, you can send away and get an Easy Pass, or I guess there are some provisions, too, where you just drive through, they take a picture of your license, and send you a bill. Just simple as that. Okay. But it sure makes it much easier to be able to just drive through without stopping. But most people, I think, do pick up a ticket. And like I was saying, if you go to the end of the Ohio Turnpike, or near the end, you pick up a ticket. And then into Pennsylvania, before you get to Pittsburgh, you pay, and I think it was around $10. And then you get another ticket, and like where we go, around Morgantown, Pennsylvania, that was an additional $40. Yeah, it's not cheap to travel on a turnpike. But when you consider all they have to do for the upkeep of a turnpike, it's no wonder. Okay. But my main question today, will I ever get an answer? What is special about shoeing an oxen, O-X-E-N, or ox, O-X? But there is something about an ox that you got to provide for, and usually they have a sling, and the sling is tightened up and lifting off the ground, and then they put the shoes on. But there's a big reason why they have that sling and lifting him up. 7-4, and he is, it's a he always, it's a fixed bull, which is tame. Okay. Shoeing an oxen, that's my big question. My other question was, what do you call the problem that develops in a horse's hoof? Apparently, I have no horse owners in the audience. Okay. What else do I have? Name the museum in Port Clinton, the aviation museum there, which, from time to time, is the home base for the Ford Trimotor aircraft. And you'll see it on some weekends flying back and forth to Put-in Bay. I used to see that every day years ago. But then they got ferry boats. Okay. Oh, here's a caller. All right, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, which one you want a problem on the horse?
Oh.
they got thrush.
Yeah, that's it, thrush.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Do you know anything about an oxen?
Not much.
Okay, well, since you got the thrush, would you like a prize today?
What do you got?
I've got zoo tickets and Zumbezi Bay and a McDonald's coupon.
No, I'll try another time, Charlie. Thanks.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so there. All right. Now, it's 11:36. Will I get an answer to the special provision for oxen for shoeing an oxen? What is different about them? Yes, I know each foot takes two shoes. It wasn't there some story about, hey, here comes a goody two shoes. Remember that? I don't know how that phrase originated, but I can remember hearing it. Here comes goody two shoes. Oh, my. Okay, what's the name of the museum at Port Clinton? The Air Museum. Or tell me what's different about shoeing an oxen. I can tell you they have to be lifted up to shoe. But why? Why would you have to lift an oxen off the ground to shoe him? Two shoes on every foot? Eight altogether? I don't know what kind of a blacksmith it would take to make oxen shoes. I bet there's none to be made in this time period. But we still have farriers around, and they make big bucks by going to racetracks and shoeing horses. Oh, my goodness. To shoe a racehorse, you've got to be good. You really have to be very careful and know your job. But that's a whole different world altogether, shoeing racehorses. Okay. Caller, go ahead.
All I can think of is Babe the Blue Ox. Babe. Who would like to put the new shoes on Babe?
Well, that's right. Who was?
I have an update news with the fly-in.
Yes.
We are proud to announce we have the official pizza for the fly-in.
Really?
Domino's Pizza is the official pizza of the fly-in.
Wow.
And for accommodations for those who would like to, who are from out of town, stay over Friday night or Saturday night after being out at the fly-in and you just want to relax and not drive home. Again, for the second year, the Quality Inn in Marion is the official hotel of the fly-in.
Okay, now
all
where?
All pilots and all people who come to the Quality Inn and say, I'm at the fly-in, will get a special rate.
Okay, now where is the Quality Inn?
The Quality Inn is on James Way, kind of catty corner from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, is that
just south of the BP station?
Was that originally the Fairfield Inn?
Yes. They changed the name last year, and they have their new sign up and everything, and that's where you'll get a $69 a night rate for Friday night and Saturday night. The 13th and the 14th of September.
Well, pretty good. Okay.
So we're moving right along, and we are just under 5,000 short of our goal for this year. So if anybody out there knows of anybody or you want to be a sponsor donor for this year's fly-in, please go to our website, wingswheelsmarion.org. And the information is there, and we'd appreciate your support.
Okay. Very good. I'm surprised we haven't had a winner in this shoeing an ox.
Well, I guess it was they went away with the shoe fly pie.
Well, I have a shoe fly pie at home.
You do?
Oh, yes. That's a big thing, still is, in the East. My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Mm. Well, what can I say? Pie. It's kind of hard to run into a bad pie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Well, hey, let me get out of here and somebody call in and win something.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. All right. So here it is, 11:40 already, and I still have a question that needs to be answered, and I'm really surprised. Now, Terry found the answer. Now, you can do the same thing by going to Google and searching around and here and there. You got to know what to click on, I guess. But there is a special provision for shoeing an ox, because an ox has to be lifted off the ground. Now, why would that be? Okay, the time, 11:41 and a half. And don't forget Lulu's back in town, or will be, June 28th. She'll be here the 28th and 29th. And on the 28th here at the radio station, the 29th, she'll be doing a book signing, that is. I get all the material here. And now Lulu, in case you're wondering, was a regular on the comedy music show called Hee Haw. Remember that? Hee Haw, which debuted in 1969 and ran until 1992. And Lulu Roman continues to perform music and stand-up comedy, and also enjoys working with Compassion International, a child development organization. Her recent project, 7 times, hit the number 2 spot on the Cashbox chart in 2010. Okay, so you can have a book signed by her. I think the book's around $20, somewhere around there. And you can do that when she appears at Perkins on the, let me get all the details here. Let me see here, yeah. Oh, okay, here we go. She'll be at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery. And if you come in and buy a book, you get 10% off your meal. You cannot come in and just, you know, stand around, of course. You must be eating or buying a book. Lulu will also appear on The Weasel Show Saturday, the 29th, from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can listen live at wwgh1071.com or download the free TuneIn app and search for WWGH. This event is supported by the Quality Inn at 227 James Way. So, Lulu will have her book signing for her new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, the Autobiography. Perkins Family Restaurant on the 29th, I think, isn't it? Yeah. 5 till 9 p.m. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll have, you know, a lot more to say about this as time goes on. But that's something getting one of the people from Hee Haw. And as I told our listeners here at the beginning of the program, the man who did the voices, the animal sounds on Hee Haw, was a good friend of mine for years and years. He's passed away, of course. Noble Bear was his name. He was from the Upper Sandusky area, Wyandotte County. And Noble got that job. Now, he, you know, to get a job sometimes, you got to be a little bit progressive. And speaking of progressive, he went to the offices of Hee Haw, sat there and started doing animals. He did chickens, well, everything. And the guy came out and he said, got to have that man. He's got to do our animals. And so every now and then on Hee Haw, you heard his animal sounds. And that was Noble Bear. All right, it's 11:45, and we still have hanging in the midst our question about oxen. So write this down. You might have learned something today when it's all over.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Wow, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back once again for the last 15 minutes of the program today. And I still have two questions. The Liberty, that's the name of the airport. Liberty Aviation. That's where the museum is, and that's where the diner is. So along with that, a little easier question. Going to Liberty Aviation Museum, you have to cross Sandusky Bay on a bridge that has a name. What's the name of the bridge? Now, I've got zoo tickets, Zambezi Bay, the car, the oil change, and I've got the safari, you know, the wilds in the eastern part of the estate. Yeah, I got all that stuff to give away. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, do you have an answer?
Yeah, well, not on that. On the auction?
Yes.
Of course, they're going to put them in a stanchion, and then they kind of lift them up with the sling, and then they put their knee, or at least their front knee, in a little metal sleeve, and then they'll actually take a rope and tie it into position. Now, I don't know what you're looking for, but
well, that's it. And why do they have to lift it off the ground?
Well, so it won't run away. Yeah.
No, that's not really the reason. Now, since it's I'll tell you what it is. An oxen cannot stand on three legs. Period.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unlike a horse.
Yeah, a horse can stand there, no problem.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that's the reason they put them in the sling. You're right on that.
Yeah. Well, hey, would you like a prize today?
No, that's okay, sir.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Okay, so there you have really the answer. At 11:48, they have to put the oxen in a sling because an oxen cannot stand on three legs. He'd fall down. He cannot stand on three legs. And that's why you have to make that special provision. Now, I want you to all remember that. And next time you're talking to somebody that they've just told you something you couldn't answer, say, well, hey, I got something I bet you can't answer. Why do they have to raise an ox off the ground to shoe him? Okay, because he cannot stand on three legs. Now, an oxen was used years ago for work. I've seen them working. Boy, it's been a long time, though. They put a yoke around their necks, tie them together and pull plows and wagons and you name it. Yeah, it's really something that it's like a big dairy cow. But it's usually the male, the bull of a, you know, female cow. Big cow. A lot of strength. 11:50 is the time. Anyone else have anything they'd like to talk about today? Thomas Edison Bridge. Okay, we got that. And we've got the Osprey, which will be at the Marion Airport the day of the fly-in, drive-in. And thrush is the problem that develops in the hoof of a horse or a donkey or mule. That's right. This year, now, here's another thing. When I was in Lancaster County just a few days ago, the crops look like just out of a picture because the land out there is not flat. And so the excess water drains off and the fields were all planted. There weren't any fields they couldn't plant. And so tobacco is growing, and wheat and corn and everything else. It looks just perfect. And, of course, then when you come over here to the Flat Country, it's a different story. I hope that today, before it rains, some more fields can be planted. Otherwise, it's a frustrating thing, believe me, to be a farmer and knowing that your income depends on what you put in the ground. Yeah. So, like I say, though, out there in the east where it's hilly, and everything's growing just fine. I suppose there are years, though, that doesn't happen. But it was kind of cool out there, too. It's been a cool June. Now, I can remember a lot of Junes that were cool in bicycling. And, of course, we used to bike across Ohio in the month of April. It used to get cool then, too. But come toward the end of June, we'll get back into the heat, and July and August and so forth. So, any of you planning on taking any long trips for vacation? The time right now is 11:52. And I was trying to think of it. I saw so many thousands upon thousands of people, of course, in the east where there's more concentration of humans in the eastern part of the country, just like in the western part, in California and around. But in the east, you'll find a lot of different varieties of people. But we generally go to the world's largest shopping center called King of Prussia. Now, some can argue, well, the one out where Minneapolis or somewhere is bigger. Not necessarily in land-wise. The King of Prussia still has land to be developed, but is someplace. And again, for 3 years now, the first thing I did when I went into the food court there at King of Prussia, I told the lady behind the counter, I said, "Now, I want a cup of hot and sour soup. I've got these. I've driven 500 miles now for 3 years to get a bowl of your hot and sour soup. I like it so well." And she looked at me and said, if she wasn't so nice, she'd probably said, "You're crazy." But it really is. It had a lot of tofu in it, and it had a lot of red peppers and some seaweed and different things. And hot and sour, to me, is really a treat. Well, it's 11:54 Eastern Standard Time, and how are you doing today? Anyone have any ideas or anything else you'd like to call about? Are you going to be here for Lulu? Lulu's back in town come June 28th and 29th. She'll be signing her book for you, and that will be at Perkins, and there'll be special provisions there. We'll talk a lot about it here later on. Okay, 11:54, and I'm trying to see here what. Oh, I know what. Stoplights. I got that as a question. Now I finally remembered. Stoplight on an automobile, and boy, I tell you, the new automobiles are something else. They tell you when you're getting too close to another car, and all these different things. I can't get over it. You know, now you don't have to be. Well, you have to be wide awake. But cars today give you so much information. Now, what I was wondering, the cars today have cameras mounted not only in the rear, but on the sides. And that's how they can tell if you're getting too close to a car or not. But what would you do if it was snowing and you had snow caked on your car? Those provisions would be missing. 11:55 is the time. Okay, now, the new stoplights in cars have not just standard old bulbs. Remember, there are two different kinds of bulbs, the bayonet kind that you would push in and twist, or the old screw-in light bulbs, which go back many years. But now, what is the new bulb in a taillight. What's it, if you can tell me what it consists of. And boy, are they bright. Man, oh man. It is so much better. It's just like the bulbs you can buy in your house now that are so much brighter and burn less electric. Okay, what is that the bulbs are composed of in your taillight of your car? Maybe that's too tough. The letters are LED. Can you tell me what that means? And you'll be a winner today. LED. That's the type of bulb that's in your taillight, if you didn't know. Okay, what does that mean? LED. Got that? LED. The time is 11:57. We've got 3 minutes to answer that. What is an LED in your taillight? And it's a bright, bright light. Oh, my goodness. But the LEDs are losing. Now you can have them all over your house. What does LED stand for, though? And it stands for something brand, well, not exactly brand new. In World War II, they started the first pieces of what eventually would become a digital device. And they were called 1N34. Now, any of you ham radio operators, if you're listening, or old servicemen, you know what an N34 is. Yeah, it's a crystal. It's a one-way crystal. It's kind of interesting. But they came out in World War II, and then things started to develop right after that to what we have today. What is an LED? What do those letters stand for? Now, that should be easy. If you go in a store today and you're around wherever they're selling light bulbs, you'll see those letters, LED. You sure will. What does that stand for? I thought by now everybody would know what those letters were. Okay. And this thing from World War II, the 1N34, is part of that three-letter thing. But when that 1N34 was developed, they had no idea eventually would lead to lights. It was used mainly for a rectifier, a one-way passage of electronics. 11:59 is the time. I'm going to tell you here in just a moment what LED stands for. I'm surprised you don't know, though. 11:50, okay. LED, light-emitting diode. Light-emitting diode. That's what that stands for. The diode was a 1N34 out of World War II. Wow, how times have changed. How things have advanced. My. So, that's about it. Now, don't forget Lulu's coming. She'll be here on the 28th. Yeah, that's what's the date today? That'll be a little while yet. But Lulu from Hee Haw, remember her? Yeah. Lulu was quite hefty. She appeared in every episode. Yeah, Lulu. She'll be here in person. And she'll be doing a book signing as well as being on the air telling about her story on Hee Haw. And that's it for me today. Have a good day. We'll see you later on.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
No, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit, and she was furious with me, and she fired me. She said, "I'm not renewing your contract," on the phone. I was like, "Well, it was a mistake," and she said, "It was a big mistake." And then she took it back in like a half an hour.
When I typed in your name last night, something came up from your appearance on The View on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Snooki was on, I guess.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, and
I was there.
One day this week, I think she was on. And she gave a quote to one of the internet sites that says the first time she was there, she really liked Whoopi Goldberg, and this is her quote, Snooki. "The person who wasn't nice to me the first time on The View was Joy Behar. I was in the bathroom, and she goes, 'Why are you pretending to be Italian? I don't get it.' She was so nasty."